Mark and John. You submit, we play it, rinse and repeat.
It's Monday already.
Monday already? I've missed you.
What? Yeah, it was a long day
yesterday.
I know. So, you know what we never did last night? Because we ended so oddly.
Drugs.
The here benefit that we did for Kill Radio last night at Lost Souls Cafe downtown is we never thanked all the bands.
We didn't. And we so do that at the end of every episode of the show.
And even live
and
ones.
And every fundraiser,
so
yeah.
So let's do that now. I want to thank...
Public Jones.
Asgar from Public Jones.
Who was actually 25% of Public Jones.
Yeah.
And managed to pull off an amazing sound. Amazing.
And yet he's everything of Public Jones.
And it was so full and complete. That was what was so impressive about it. It was like...
And since... Yeah, and he was having technical difficulties. He was supposed to go on second to last.
Right.
And then when he's having these technical difficulties, it was just putting a damper on his whole performance. Like, my wanting to hear his performance.
Yeah.
And... He nailed it. Total performer.
I was really impressed because usually when a guy...
At that point, it was like we were in someone's living room because there was not that many people
left. The night was pretty much over and he was just like, well, I spent all this time setting it up. I should probably play.
Yeah.
And like that was... It was interesting because usually in an atmosphere like that, you know, you keep it very simple and I really wasn't expecting much. And it was like... There was such a full, complex sound with like great beats and great... chords and great vocals.
You know, I have to say, all these bands, a lot of them were kind of, I wouldn't say risk is the right word, but I didn't know what to expect totally. In fact, I usually have that in mind when I pick someone. I kind of want, I don't know what they're going to do kind of thing.
Right.
And I think that's why last night totally nailed it because it was very surprising. I mean, even Erin Williams, who I know I was going to kick ass
with her death metal hip hop. I mean, who knows if she's going to like just freak out and kill everyone in the room? Or
no,
she's
I mean seriously. I mean, I can't even joke about her.
Her music is so beautiful. And her voice is insane.
And she was one woman. She's like 8 feet tall or something. I mean, she's this tall, lanky, and she has her electric guitar and her voice and. We were talking about Jeff Buckley, and she has a quality that reminds you of Jeff Buckley because her vocal range is over the place. Her delivery, the way she sings, is so unique, and also it isn't falling back in the same kind of vocal styling that maybe she'd feel comfortable with. I mean, she pushes it, and then her music, I mean, it was amazing.
And who was before that? Was it Michael or was it Clark 8?
It was Clark 8.
Which was also amazing.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect from Clark
8. Again, it was only
Rich,
two people in the band, and yet it was a really full sound.
Right. And that upright bass.
That
everyone,
ginormous upright bass.
So funny. Musicians. Everyone I know who's a musician, like my friend Beal, who's a DJ, he wants to get an upright bass for his living room, kind of like how people used to have a piano or a harp in their living room.
Nice.
He wants to get an upright bass because everyone loves the upright bass. I don't know what it is about it.
It would be cool to be buried in an upright bass when you die.
I can have that arranged.
That'd be awesome. Write that down.
My ex-drug dealer's a crip.
Fantastic.
He probably doesn't know what an upright bass is, but I can take care of that part for him. He'll handle the rest. And then, of course, Michael Knott did not know what to expect.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know what to expect when he came in the studio.
Especially when he came in the studio, he was reading a lot of his stuff because it was all so new. He had such new material. And then he brought new material. You know, I had to hand it to him. I think it's pretty ballsy to bring out new material.
And what I like about his writing is if you really listen to it, there's some really funny jokes in there. Like some really, there's a lot of significant social commentary as well, but he sneaks in these like, hey, that was really clever moments.
No.
That I think a lot of people, if you're not really listening, you might overlook, you know?
Well, what's great about him too is, oddly enough, you can actually understand what he's saying.
Well, one of his songs ended with, hey, shouldn't you be at the Saddle Ranch? And I swear I almost burst out laughing.
I saw you when he said
awesome.
That.
Awesome.
I saw you when he said that.
So I've always wanted to say that to someone. Hey, shouldn't you be at the Saddle Ranch? With your pink polo and your fraternity brothers.
And, you know, and he's such his so quiet personality. And then give him a microphone and he just goes for it. You know?
And we were so lucky he brought Tao with him, who not only played accompaniment to his hip-hop, but then she sang this unbelievably beautiful song. We're going to play her on this show in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, totally.
So that was cool. And then...
Right. Before that was AIM, who, again, I've only heard a couple of his songs. And, you know, again, what's so amazing about this event is, you know, everyone who submitted that we then have on these live events that we do as fundraisers for Kill Radio, you know, of course their music's great. But live, it's so much – there's so much more to it. There's so much more life to it, I guess. And especially I felt that with his music, was
well, especially for an electronic act.
It filled up the room nicely, and it was really good.
And a lot of electronic acts are really boring because they're kind of like making up excuses for being there live when the music was made. And in his case, you can actually watch him perform.
Right.
You know, like he has his instruments, which are not traditional instruments, and he plays them. You know, he has his computer, he has his keyboard, and he plays them like an instrument, right, which is cool to see. And that's that whole CD, just from beginning to end, is so great.
And if I could be a raging homo for a second, if you will, I didn't realize he was so hot. I mean, I've seen his photos and stuff. I'm like, whatever.
Why is it you can use the word raging for homosexual, liberal, and what was the other one? Alcoholic.
I don't know.
Those are the only times I've ever heard it. Oh, and I guess, like, you know, unless you're describing like a river, the only time I've ever heard the term raging. Is to apply to homosexuals, alcoholics, and...
Oh, but also you have rage mode in a lot of first-person shooter games, like Doom 3 and stuff. So you can get in that kind of rage mode.
Well,
so
we here at Here are we're a raging submission show.
You're a raging Jew. Whatever that means. And then, of course, we have to thank Jenna Mate, who is just so strong and consistent.
And consistent, I was just going to say.
I mean, consistent, that could sound like not a compliment, but she's just... She's like a person who's on point. She's just professional. She is, along with a number of people who are thanking us and being really supportive of the show. And no one's ever mentioned the show before. They came into their songs and left. And
well, it's nice when people go out of their way to point out, like, oh, wow, these are people who are volunteering to help promote my music and help, you know.
And support.
Make my music accessible.
Music. Yeah.
You ever seen the Monty Python sketch with the mouse organ? Where the guy basically has like a keyboard, but it's mice, and he hits them with hammers, and they
that
make different
sounds
notes.
Familiar. Is it a sketch or is it from one of the movies?
It's a sketch from the show, and okay. I just think.
So Jenna reminds you of that?
No, the point is she reminds me of the opposite of that. It's like she plays the piano with such a lot of people play the piano like they're playing the mouse organ. They're like hitting the keys, and they want you to see them hitting the keys, and. Her fingers are moving so fast and so smoothly along the piano. You can't even really see them. It's almost like they're a separate performer in her band from her voice.
You know, that's true. It's you almost don't notice.
Because she does it with such grace.
Yeah.
Listen, we could go on blowing smoke up the asses of everybody who performed last night.
Let's just say what we've already said.
We mean it genuinely, first of all.
But let's say it. Well, just one more thing, close it out. It was probably the most talented event we've done.
Definitely.
And the worst turnout ever.
Absolutely the worst turnout. I mean, definitely, as I've been saying ever since last night to everyone who will listen, I've figured out the magic to booking in L.A., and it's book crappy bands to make more money. But so be it. We're going to keep booking really cool bands at the fundraiser. Because if we're going to volunteer extra time, like besides doing the show, if I'm actually going to go downtown on a Sunday, it has to be good music. It has to be worth it.
Right.
It has to be worth more than the money.
And we've discussed this, and I've learned a lot. So I think next time, I think we'll see a much better turnout, because I think we've learned a lot from this more than we realize about things we can do. Like, I didn't do an e-vite in this one. And since I didn't, I think, well, let's just see what happens with that. And I think that kind of helps as another reminder for people.
Yeah. There's a lot of different ways we can promote.
So there's little things we can do. So
freeway blogging. Not enough of that going on. I brought in, because this is my last Here show for a while, because I'm going out of town. I'll be back. Oh. I'll be back. I'll just be post-European tour back.
Can you call in, by the way?
From Europe? Not likely.
It's not that expensive. They have these cheap calling
cards.
Maybe
from an internet station or something, huh? They have those.
You can call from you can get a calling card.
I'll see what I can do.
You know when the time of the show is. You know the number here. Surprise us.
I won't know what the time of the show is there, though. I'll be completely disoriented.
Will. No, you'll know.
Anyway, I brought in...
Please.
I brought in a dozen artists today. I'm going to play all of them, and we really ought to get to it right now, because we also have a live guest coming in, Kosio, an incredibly talented band, coming in at like 3:30 or something like that. So I'm gonna start by playing a couple of bands here. I have... Stuart Mann, followed by Heskel, followed by the Caraball Nightlife, and I'll tell you a little bit more about each of these bands after I play them, and they sound a bit like this.
I gotta run down to that corner store, gonna fix myself some wine. Ever since we parted ways, Lord, a party out of time. Stuck in here. Oh yeah, I'm stuck in here. I need to find me a one night alone, so the morning after's all I got to fear. I'm stuck in here. Will I make my way to heaven, honey, or will I do some things to steer me clear? Drive me home, drive me home, oh yeah. Bunch of shoes. I stumbled my way down to the church, fell asleep across the pews.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
A sinner, Lord, I tend to think that I'm insane. But when they start to point that finger, say the other end's to blame. Stuck in here.
Stuck in here.
Oh, Daddy, I'm stuck in here.
Stuck in here. Stuck in here.
I need to pray my way to heaven, Mama. Gotta find a path to those that I hold dear.
Yeah, yeah.
senses, life creeps out of your eyes. You try, try to just blame who you wanna blame. Give your hair and clothes away to people who you pray remember.
To hear here on killradio.org. How's it going? All right, then.
Are you asking them or are you asking me?
I'm actually trying to operate the board and think at the same time.
Oh, good luck.
So I was killing time with a sort of one of those. You ever throw a how's it going just out into the universe, see if something comes
no.
back?
No.
No? Hey, what's up? It's like people who pass you on the street that you don't know if you've never seen before in your life and you just happen to make eye contact and they're like, what's up?
I do that, but that's not a universe. That's to a specific person. Can you get your story straight?
I don't understand.
Why don't we come back
to
this story? Because you're not making any sense right now.
What is up?
Why am I lashing out?
Can you imagine? Can you imagine, like, if someone responded to that? Like, you know what? Actually, just had this sandwich, and had a lot of mustard on it, so I'm really glad you asked.
Or you got really literal. Clouds.
Clouds. The
Dude,
sky.
The sun.
Heaven. Okay, cool. So we were just listening to a band called the Carabao Nightlife. That's a local Los Angeles band that I rather enjoy. I had them on Is Good a few weeks ago, and they gave me a couple extra CDs, so I threw it in the stack.
Cool.
Here. And they play all the time. You can go to myspace.com/the Carabao Nightlife. I'll spell Carabao for you. It's K-A-R-A-B-A-L, and that's the Carabao Nightlife. And also, I'm going to be last night after the Hear Hear benefit, we went to the Cocaine at Live Jazz.
Right. In Little Tokyo.
And in Little Tokyo, and we saw Death to Anders perform, which was awesome. I want to give a shout out to Death to Anders.
I think they're our patron saint band.
They're the patron saint of indie
Anders
bands.
Is our patron saint band of Kill Radio for sure of the
totally.
Show. Because really, I was telling them, is because of that, they being in that collective, they're in the second central collective that then turned into the Echo benefit that happened in January for Kill Radio, where we
central
raised.
Central second, actually.
Did I say that wrong?
Yeah, you said
I
second
always say
central.
It incorrectly. But anyway, so that, I think, what instigated us doing the Hear Hear benefit. So
totally. Anyway, the reason I bring it up is not only was it a great performance, and everyone should go check out The Cocaine because it happens, I think, every Sunday or
yeah, it's every
most
Sunday.
Sundays.
It's
anyway.
Every Sunday, yeah.
They have different – I know Randy from One Trick Pony books one of the nights, so that's like a more mellow – I think that's the first Sunday of the month. That's like yeah. a more mellow singer-songwriter-based night. And then
– I bet you that would work well with The Space.
And Nick from Death to Honders books one of the nights, and I know – and Christian from Transmissions books another mm-hmm. one. And I guess there's a fourth one that also gets booked.
And yet they're all there anyways.
And the reason I bring it up is I think the Caraball Nightlife has played – either played there. I know they've played with Death to Honders at other shows. Uh-huh. And I'm going to be putting them both on at isgoodmusic.com presents July 25th at Molly Malone's.
Great.
Which will be an awesome show, including the Osgoods and Klum, which is another great band. Uh-huh. So, but that's when I get back from Europe. Before that, we're listening to Heskell, Jeff Heskell, former frontman of the Judy Bats, one of my favorite indie bands from childhood. Well, from
childhood?
Teenagehood, I guess.
Childhood?
Like, when I was like 16, 17, 18, 19, 20
so
through 29.
The Judy Bats
30.
Were an angry band.
No.
I hate mom. I hate dad.
What was always interesting to me about the Judy Bats
like
is because I grew up in rural Maryland, but I wasn't raised by like country people. So I wasn't into country music, but I responded to things that were sort of vaguely like Judy Bats is not city music. It's not urban.
Right.
It has this because they're from Tennessee and it had this like
country rock
feel to it, but it wasn't country music. It was still
right.
indie rock. And Jeff Heskell is an awesome vocalist. And this new CD is good. It's just called Heskell, Soundtrack for an Aneurysm. And you can check him out at myspace.com/HeskellMusic. And that's HeskellL. And started off the set with Stuart Mann, who, when I was in Austin getting married, I stopped by a couple of bars.
Getting married?
On what? Is that married? What was I supposed to say?
I thought you said married.
Married?
Yeah.
Married? What was
married.
I supposed to say?
Married.
Getting
well, you're from the country out
tying the knot.
Tying the knot,
as it were. I was we took a walk down 6th Street, went to a couple of bars, and on the rooftop of one of these bars was this band, Stuart Mann.
And they don't have a performance space up there, right? They were just on the roof performing?
No, they had a performance space and everything. And
I'm saying the stupidest shit right now. We should go to music.
You're out of shape.
My God.
You're out of here shape.
I spent it all yesterday.
Anyway, Stuart Mann gave an incredible performance, so I went up and I was like, I work for a radio station in Los Angeles.
Did you say radio station or did you say internet radio station?
Well, what I said was I'm a DJ on an internet radio station in Los Angeles, but I played it like it was like a big deal, you know, like
of course
so
it's a
we
big
do
deal.
This
You're
submission show where people
right.
will send us music and we play it on the air. So, you know, I really like your music, and then, you know, before I know it, there's this awesome CD in my hand that you're looking at right now that's going
wow,
to the
yeah.
Kill Radio Library.
Cool packaging.
Thanks. I work out. So, what'd you bring for us today, Mark?
God.
You line them up, I'll knock them down. Anytime.
I know, please. No, I got some good music for us today. Some of the bands we're going to hear later today, are one of them is going to be ones that are going to play at the next Hear Hear benefit that we're doing June 17th.
That's a month from now, people.
Pretty much, yeah.
Just so you know.
Well, I guess, unless there's an extra week or something, and you know how it works out.
No, I'm just saying this one seemed to take a lot of people by surprise. We're officially announcing
it's a third,
the Hear Hear fundraiser is happening June 17th.
Third,
I'm unfortunately going to have to miss it, but Mark
third
will.
Sunday of every month.
Mark will do both our parts.
Yes, I will. So this is a band called Kings and Queens. They're local. They're out of Los Angeles. And I'm sorry, I'm saying that totally wrong. What happened to me? I was doing so great until we got back from music. It's like all of a sudden I'm crashing. This is a band called Letters Burning.
What were you
the
reading?
The song's called Kings and Queens.
Oh.
And I obviously am coming down. So they're
Mark's crashing.
They're based here in Los Angeles. Their website is lettersburning.com, and they sound exactly like this.
Quick, Mark, do some drugs.
Time is running out. We- it's falling. And all I have is
time I was in a saloon in the Old West and I got into a brawl and then we all made up and went to go see a silent movie. It's a good time.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
That was a band by the name of Black Cat Sabbatical.
Which is an awesome name.
Yes. They're out of Chicago.
If it was a Jewish band, it would be Black Cat Sabbatical.
And only you find that funny.
That's fucking great.
And all our Jewy listeners find that funny too. All the Gentiles are like, what? What? What's a sabbatical?
Wait, I have to come up with like a gay version
no one even
of it
knows
for you so you'll understand it.
Black Cat Rave Party.
Black Fag Sabbatical.
Shut up, no. Black Cat Underwear Party.
You bring it upon yourself, my friend.
I know. Anyway, that song was called Drank Blowing My Horn. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/OTheGlory76.
I hope we get more like more bluesy stuff like that though on the show. I feel like we haven't had a lot of blues, like because
okay.
We have a little bit of jazz.
Well, as an atheist, start praying, bitch.
Fine then.
It's your last day for a while. And all of a sudden, I'll lash it out at you.
You're frisky.
Meow meow. And then before that again was Letters Burning. The song was called Kings and Queens. I'm still laughing that I got that mixed up. I've never done that before, and you would think by now I would at least done that 27 times.
Yeah, you've never made a mistake before.
They're local here in Los Angeles, so they're probably going to pummel me when they see me for messing it up the first time. And their website is lettersburning.com.
You have my permission to pummel him.
Whatever pummeling. Pummeling has to include...
Go easy on the pummeling, though, because at a certain point it becomes pleasurable.
Yeah. Can you pummel with only two fists? Or to me, that seems to imply like at least four fists of pummeling.
Can one person pummel another? Is that what you're saying? It would have to be like a group of people pummeling.
Two or more are gathered.
A puppy. Let's think about that while we're listening to some more music.
Okay.
I have a couple more artists to play here. You know what? I'm going to tell you who they are after I play them. What do you think of that? It's my show. I can do whatever I want. Our show.
I was saying,
our show.
It's my show, too.
You're listening to here on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's only all submission show. People send us music. We play it over the internet airwaves. No questions asked.
And let me add,
we're
really
lucky.
It really seems to be, because I've been told there's other submission show out there, and I've checked them out. We're really the only true submission show as far as I've seen, because we play at least one song by everyone who submits. No one is turned away.
It's not like corporate radio stations where they get submissions and they go, not good enough.
Yeah.
We can't sell hamburgers with this one.
There's no filter with us. We play it. We play it. You don't even have to ask for permission. Twice I got emails today, people asking permission about us hearing their tracks first and then seeing if we want them to submit. No, just submit. Please. Submit.
We're not thinking about how, you know, if the sponsors are going to get hot upstairs. We're just going for it.
Yeah, exactly.
And sounds a bit like this.
Like, let it to feel the power just like this. So go find, it's your time. You feel it. it's easiest to fade away like the flicker of streetlights. And if I find out there's no God, would you still want me around or cast aside? And you don't know me like you think you do, and I don't even know myself. And who can be trusted with a heart when I can't be trusted with mine? We walk around drunk and high with 50 milligrams and some red wine. So please don't be alarmed, these jacks just won't hurt anyone but myself. I'm catching up just to fall down. It's better I don't make a sound in this life. And you don't know me like you think you do, and I don't even know myself. And who can be trusted with a heart when I couldn't trust you with mine? I can't dream when I don't sleep. There's still a ghost of you haunting me, a specter of the time gone by. It must be easier to believe your lies. And fuck it all anyway, it's better if I just don't say anything. Who needs yes?
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. We were just listening to Truckee Brothers.
The Truckee Brothers.
We're big fans of theirs. They're big fans of ours.
Yeah.
We had them in here live a few weeks ago, and you can check them out at myspace.com/Truckee Brothers. That's T-R-U-C-K-E-E Brothers.
Spelled out.
TruckeeBrothers.com. They have this album called Double Happiness. It's getting really good reviews. Actually, I'm going to read one. This is from Buddy Blue, the San Diego Union Tribune. Listen to this. These guys' dazzling talent left me humbled by their precipitous powers. Humbled, I say. Exceptional songcraft, elaborate arrangements, wholly unique style, ferocious performance. They can single-handedly save rock and roll from itself. No hype. We're seriously talking timeless, world-class goods here, people. That's a hell of a review.
And that sounds accurate, too, because when they performed here, gosh, there was, what, five of them? Their drummer was performing on a guitar case. He was doing drums on a guitar case. And the rest of them were all right here. I mean, there was a whole army of them in here.
And they're big supporters of internet radio, too, with their PSAs and everything. So that's,
if you've heard the show recently, you've heard their PSAs that they've done for our show here that we've been thankful enough to be able to play regarding the state of internet radio and...
Yes.
And dot, dot, dot.
Before that, we were listening to Jason Birmingham. I don't have a lot of information on him. I just had a CDR here. I do have an email address. It's scream@themuse@hotmail.com. And that was a track called She Was a Drug. This is a four-track demo, I'm guessing, and it's actually a nice song. And before that, we started off the set with Shapes of Race Cars, myspace.com/shapesofracecars. This is a band. They have an album called Power, and they play out at the Viper Room a lot. In fact, this June 4th, they're playing a Check 1-2 party with Low versus Diamond and Something for Rockets. Starts at 8:30, and that's at the Viper Room in Los Angeles. And I was going to read something here. Oh, yeah, I was looking at their one sheet. It says cdbaby.com says that this is a daydream for your ears. Modern rock is alive and well. Just listen. So all things being said, Hear Hear is getting some good submissions.
Yeah.
I would have to say that the quality of submissions continues to astound us and challenge us once in a while. Send us something, you know, awful so that we can, compare.
So we realize how good this stuff is.
Exactly.
It's so much of it is so good.
It's all starting to sound the same.
It's great.
Yeah. Like pizza.
Good. It's great.
Send us some lentils now and again.
I want to see that. But not dry.
No, the music equivalent.
They have to be cooked.
Of lentils.
No, they have to be cooked.
Yeah. All right. So you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. It's Kill Radio's all submission show. myspace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE. You too can have your music played on the internet radio.
We just did a benefit, Hear Hear did, that we do once a month, third Sunday of every month, in support of killradio.org. We had six bands. We have one happening next month in June, the third Sunday of the month at Lost Souls Cafe. But this brings us, you know, this week we also have another fundraiser happening on Wednesday.
It's a very beneficial Kill Radio month.
Yeah, it's Wednesday, that's the 23rd, right?
Yes, this Wednesday the 23rd, two days from today.
It's at Mr. T's Bowl, which is over in Highland Park. It's a very well-known place. It's been there for a long time. It originally was a bowling alley. And one of those manual bowling alleys where, like, there had to be a guy in the back that brought your ball back somehow and set up your pins for you. That part's all closed off. I wish it was still, you could see it better because it's really cool looking. I peeked in and seen it. It's really cool. But they do bands there now, and it's kind of a great location. And we're doing a fundraiser there. I think who's really spearheading it is John Daly, who subbed for us last Monday? It all blends. No, the Monday before.
The Monday before last. See? And also he'll be subbing for me. He'll be for celebrity guest hosting, guest co-hosting
for the next four shows after this.
For the next four shows, yeah.
But he does Standing Room Only. It's a show on Fridays from...
I think it's at 8 o'clock.
I want to say 8 to 9.
Is it up there? You are correct.
Yay. So, but the bands are going to be this Wednesday are the Randys. Mescla, I can't read.
Bang Sugar Bang, Vesuvia Sonic, and Bang
you.
Sugar Bang.
Yeah.
Those are all bands that he's interviewed on his show.
Yep.
Also, I've interviewed the Randys on Is Good
and
Mescla on Is Good. I haven't had the opportunity to hear the other two bands play, although I've heard great things about them.
Uh-huh.
And I can certainly vouch for the Randys and Mescla. They put on, I mean, I don't think there could be two more different acts as Mescla and the Randys, but they both are the kind of performers that you just you want to watch them perform.
Right,
like it's just a lot of fun, and the music is really good, and the music is really exciting, and I think it's going to be a great show. Actually,
it's going to be a fun night.
Hope turnout is good. I think it will be.
Yeah. So
it was actually the LA one of the LA Weekly
pick of the
pick
weeks.
Of the weeks.
Assholes.
Picks of the weeks. Why'd you say that?
What's wrong with our gig? God.
I don't think we even submitted a calendar listing to the LA Weekly this time, did we?
I didn't this time, no.
Yeah.
That's the thing I need to get on top of. Yeah, that's what's wrong with me.
What's wrong, LA Weekly? Why don't you make an effort to find out what we're up to?
Why don't you call me? Even though I make no effort to call you.
How come you never call me, LA Weekly?
You don't know who I am. You don't even have my phone number. Why don't you call me?
But still, I feel like we had a connection. We had something good.
I read your dumb magazine at one point. I read it all the time, actually. But let's go to music.
Yeah, yeah. What do you got?
This is a great track by an artist by the name of Heather Green, who's based here in Southern California. She's actually out in Santa Monica. Her MySpace page is myspace.com/HeatherGreenMusic. That's actually Green spelled the color green way, which is good to know. myspace.com/HeatherGreenMusic. This is a song called A Lot Like Love. You are listening to Hear Here on KillRadio.org.
Trying to explain and define your fight.
Black Dollar.
Black Dollar, the same Black Dollar that performed as Happy Hands, Happy Feet at our first Hear Hear benefit.
Yeah, exactly. That was a song called Monster Eyes that they submitted to us, that they actually played live. That was the first we heard when they played it live then, and then they submitted to us in MP3 format. They're based here in Los Angeles. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/blackdollar. And I like them a lot. They have a great sound, and they're fun, and really great voice, and that's why I played the song.
That's so beautiful, Mark. And before that was...
Before that was... Thank you for keeping me on my job here.
Yeah. Looked like you were about to cry, so...
No, fall asleep. Heather Green, song called A Lot Like Love, really nice track. She's based here in Santa Monica. Well, not here in Santa Monica, but nearby in Santa Monica. If you're outside of Los Angeles, you would consider Santa Monica basically Los Angeles. But then once you get in here, it's basically like totally delineated.
West side versus east side. It was like, oh, no, I'm not from Los Angeles. I'm from Santa Monica.
Right.
No, I'm from West Hollywood. It's its own city. It has its own police force.
It's true. And Omer.
Damn it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm from Anaheim originally, and people think, oh, you're from L.A. If you're...
No, but Anaheim is another city.
Right. It's also another county.
And it's also another world.
Philosophical frame of mind.
It's another spectrum in the
universe. But if you're from Brentwood, then I'm not from L.A. If you're from Bulgaria, then, oh, you're from L.A.
Yes.
So, speaking of Bulgaria, hi, John.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
So, we have a lot more music to play for you.
Yeah.
And Kosio is actually already here setting up in the background, so we want to make sure that we get through this music in time. So there's this label called Metal Postcard, and they've sent us stuff before, actually. And so they sent me, actually, oddly enough, a couple of – I guess they're not really 45s. You don't play them at 45s.
Right.
I just need a couple of records that are small. and also a CD, actually, but of one of the records. So I'm going to play a track by this artist called Swoop Swoop, formerly Streaky Jake. And you can check out myspace.com/StreakyJake. I'm going to play a track called I'm an Idiot, and I forgot what it was called. Called It Spring. And then after that, we're going to play one of these records. This is an artist called DJ Foundation. And from what we could glean from the MySpace page, this is a guy who lives currently in Mosul, Iraq.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And while the bombs are exploding overhead and probably right in front of him, he's making mashups of Sonny and Cher and some other stuff. And I think actually we're going to end up playing both tracks off of the CD because
good.
They're very racy and provocative works.
Unlike us. So we need to help ourselves in that area. That's what our focus groups have been telling us.
And
not racy or provocative enough.
We'll have to take a break in between the songs to flip the record over.
Cool.
Awesome.
Do you want me to have some interlude music for that? I can come up with something.
Something like the Jeopardy theme or something.
Yeah, All right.
Let's start out. This comes to us from Metal Postcard. This is Swoop Swoop. The name of the track is It's Spring.
It's time to twist a bird onto my shirt. Can you sound the press? This world's just a mess. So what the hell's wrong with you? Spring, everything's changed. Lays back again. Days get longer. Flowers on the neck, you're under. Straight to my heart, then I didn't want. Now I see the sunshine's best. It's spring, everything's changed. It's time to move along again. Birds and bees are much busier. Life, it seems a little easier. Thank you.
I found love again. It's spring, everything's changed. God, I found love again. God, I found love again. God, I found love.
I've never painted a rosy picture. I've been very measured in my words.
Born in Alabama, lived on a farm, had a lot of animals that lived.
Do you have a possibility?
Oh, did we play at the wrong speed?
Devolving.
So why don't we just play it again at the right speed?
This totally did the wrong.
I believe that.
That's awesome.
Why don't we don't have to play the other track. We can play this one again at the right speed.
I want to hear the other track, though.
Oh, okay.
That's radical.
You know, I liked it at that. But when I was a kid with records, I used to play everything at 33. All
see,
my 12-inch
singles. See,
we
were debating if it was going to be played at 33 or 45. Even though it's the shape of a 45, it didn't have that big
round
big
hole.
Circle in the
yeah.
middle. So we thought maybe it was just an illusion.
And let's, we needed instructions.
We're
going to
play a track
them.
Called... from the same artist and at the right speed, mind you, called
This Is How You Play a Record.
Called Have They Not Heard God Is Dead. And yeah, it's a sweet song. And
gather around.
And then maybe we'll play the correct speed of that other one later. Or maybe we'll edit it in, like, craftily, and no one will even
or
notice.
Play it at 78. I think we can do 78.
Play it at 78. Here's, go to myspace.com/theDJFoundation.
If you want to hear any of these songs correctly.
Yeah, here you go.
Myself a tiny. They're dead.
I'm not those loads all over my pretty little face.
You're here.
You're listening here on killradio.org. That was DJ Foundation. First we played I Shot You, Babe, at the
no,
wrong
you
speed.
No, you played
I Shot You, Babe. It's actually scarier that way.
It was really disturbing.
Yeah, and then Have They Not Heard, God Is Dead. Go to myspace.com/TheDJFoundation. And this is great. Instead of like reviews, he actually just printed out maybe Metal Postcard, the label did. Printed out a bunch of stuff that was posted on his MySpace page.
Comments. Or messages,
exactly.
Yeah. For example?
So most of them are really angry. Like, now I'm confused on this profile. Are you a Muslim? And if so, how can you mix the Quran with music beats or even people talking about sex? What's going through your mind? Can you please give me a reason for this music? And keep the hot beats going, bro. And a lot of stuff like that. As-salamu alaykum. What do you mean exactly with the title of your track, God Is Dead? Salam from Morocco. So that's the music that's coming out of Iraq these days. And
sweet.
We're happy to play it on here on killradio.org.
And we could be, in a sense, indirectly a part of this music coming out of Iraq these days.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Before that, we were listening to an artist called Swoop Swoop. You can check them out at myspace.com/StreakyJake, because Swoop Swoop is their new name.
Mm-hmm.
Streaky Jake is
mm-hmm.
their old name. Let's go on to some more music,
yeah.
And then we'll go to Koseo live on here on killradio.org.
This is a band called the Revolutionary Youth League. They're out of Whittier. They're going to be performing next month for us at the here benefit.
I thought we played them before, right?
We have played them before.
I recognize the name.
We got some new tracks from them to play. So this first track is See Ya to the CYA. You are listening to here on killradio.org. Revolutionary Youth League.
I'm here.
That last track was Democracy or Else. And then we start off the set with them, See Ya to the CYA.
That's funny. You played Democracy or Else right after the DJ Foundation songs.
I didn't play it right after. I played Democracy or Else after See Ya to the CYA.
Well, in the same show. Yes. I'll let you continue.
Their MySpace page is myspace.com/the Revolutionary Youth League. League is actually L-E-A-G. They don't spell it all the way out. I think they ran out of room. Probably there's like a max of how long your MySpace page name can be. So the U and the E are not there. So just put them in and it might work still. Or not.
Are you sure that's them and not your...
No, I'm positive.
All right, then.
Thank you, John.
Well, we have a couple of more bands to play. It's a very high submission day.
high submission day.
But the weather at the moment is a bit high submission. But we're going to get to that later because we're very lucky to have Kosio in the Kill Radio studio live to perform for us. Go to myspace.com/Kosio Music. We've played their music before. I've had them as a guest on Is Good, and you can go to isgoodmusic.com to download that interview and hear their live performances. In fact, I actually have one of their live songs from that session up on the page there at myspace.com/thisisgood. Kosio, how are you?
Good.
Doing well.
Good afternoon.
Good.
We're a little short of mics today, so we're going to have to do a little sharing. If I didn't have a co-host, it would be a lot easier.
You know what? If you didn't have a co-host, this show would suck. And I mean that equally. If you weren't here, we're nothing without each other. That's the sad but true reality with this show.
It is sad. Anyway, so I want to thank you guys for coming back to the Kill Radio studio. I know right off the top, let's just talk about some performances, because I know you have a couple coming up soon. Somebody who's close to a live mic want to say it? I see
we're fighting over this right now. We've got a couple coming up in June. We're playing in Ventura at Zoe's Cafe on the 16th. I believe we go on around, is it 8 o'clock, Abigail? She's giving me the I'm not really sure nod. Yes. I believe it's 8 o'clock. And Hotel Cafe at the end of the month on the 30th. We've got the 11 o'clock slot there at Hotel on the 30th at the end of the month.
Absolutely. We're going to be recording the Hotel Cafe show live.
Yeah, we are.
Cool.
So come out and yell, we'll hear
you. If you make an obscenity, then you're in forever.
Ever.
You're not going to beep it out later?
Not going to beep it out later. I was thinking about getting it put on vinyl, but I wouldn't want to come in here with a vinyl because I know how you guys work with those. So.
Right.
Well, I guess I won't be fixing that in the mix.
Yeah.
And just like I already kind of know from hanging out with you guys last time, but just for our audience who may not have heard the music before, tell me a little bit about this group. You guys started making music together long before you actually formed a band. Tell me that story, and then we'll get into some live stuff.
I've known a number of these. There's four right now, four members of the band right now, and I've known two of them since I was very young, high school, earlier than that.
We're
all musicians on our own, and I started playing coffee shops, and my friend Michael is the drummer, and he joined me early on, and then Bobby joined me after that on anything we could find for him to play. And Jeremy came last but never least with the bass.
Sometimes least.
Always.
Occasionally least.
Yeah, so we've been playing together, I think, maybe a year and a half, 2 years
We're
now.
We're creeping up on 2 years, yeah.
We morph a lot. We add members, lose members, change members.
And you have an EP that's available now, right?
We do. It's Walk Through Blood, Sleep and Bones, and it's on iTunes?
iTunes, what, is it on Rhapsody, Mike? I don't know, the usual digital online ventures. Yeah, and the place to get it would be kosiomusic.com. There's a button there, and you push it, and it goes to the thing, and then you pay the money, and then I'm the one
who sends them. So
right, the emails go to
Abigail.
There's
definitely love in each envelope.
Love in each
mail.
Yeah. Awesome. I don't know what that means.
All right, let's get into what are you going to play for us first? So first, somebody tell me what we're looking at here, because we have a room full of musicians.
I'll run through this real quick. We got Jeremy playing bass over there, and Abigail, the lovely voice you were just listening to. She's going to be playing rhythm guitar and doing the bulk of the singing. Mike back here is our main percussion man. He plays the drums, and my name is Bobby, and I play some percussion stuff and do some backup vocals as well.
All right, you're listening to here on killradio.org. What are you going to play for us first?
This is called Halcyon Days.
Whenever you're ready.
the ambulance.
This very same vessel that would take the band of prodigal children up the coast. They prayed the Lord would keep us safe and bring us home as we sing songs about our heathen ways. Shouting out starboard at unfamiliar seas and marveling at sights the folks at home would not believe. It's a fight to break on through. I'll memorize the horizon that keeps the current in the ocean, sets the sails full. Send the weary outside day. Buffalo. 1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
You know, it's not a competition, but I think we do have the best show at Kill Radio.
Better than yours?
Better than mine, even. Yeah, absolutely. Grab a mic there, Mark. Any mic will do. Our guest on is Kosio, myspace.com/Kosio Music. That's COSIO. Guys, that was awesome. Thank you so much.
You guys are you guys probably have had this conversation before, but I wasn't there. So, but you guys are based in Los Angeles, right? Where are you guys from, Los Angeles originally?
Simi Valley, Ventura County.
All y'all?
All y'all.
All
us all.
Born and raised.
Wow.
We actually all went to the same high school, and then one of us went to the crosstown rival of that high school.
Ouch.
But, we all came out of the same place. We all ran the same trails. We all climbed the same trees. So.
Now, do you feel liberated being here in Los Angeles? I'm from Orange County originally, so I feel totally liberated to get my ass out of there. So you know, if you guys in that neck of the woods feel the same way.
I could probably speak for at least a couple of us in that we got away from it when we needed to, and now every time we go home, it's good. It's real good.
And perfect.
The city's burned us a little bit, but it's okay. We love it, too.
It's a nice place to visit.
It's a nice place to get parking tickets is what it is.
Oh, wow.
I want to ask you about that song you just played. You actually, and I had meant to ask you, actually, the last time I saw you guys, there's like another song in that song. You just kind of stop, and you do another song, and then you go back to the song that you started. Yeah. And I'm just curious about the writing process for putting together something like that.
Was that when the drugs stopped working?
Buffalo Gals is in there, and I'm pretty bad. I don't know who actually first wrote that, but everybody's played it since forever. But, I think we just...
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. It's in that film, and I think I was just kind of thinking about great songs to cover, and I love that song. I love that film. I love that kind of like idea behind that movie, and so I learned it, and we're like, what do you think about throwing this in there? It happened to fit right in, so we just went with it.
That's awesome. So instead of just doing a straight up cover of the song, you just found a song to put it into.
Yeah, cover songs are always a kind of a delicate thing to go after if you're going to do one. We've shied away from them for as long as possible, but there's a lot of really great songs out there, and I mean, I know instinctually most of the ones that we would want to do would be older songs that kind of just have more of a sentiment of like how we grew up and things like that, and Buffalo Gals definitely rang true with that, so it just seemed like more of a fun idea to throw it in something that we created, so it wasn't just like someone did something once and we can do that too. We tried to at least put a little more thought into it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it happened to work for the sentiment of the song. I mean, it just kind of as it kind of comes in, it...
So wasn't your version of a white boy rapper interlude? In like if Kosio featuring Linkin Park.
Blasphemous.
Awesome. Well, we only have you for a short period of time today, so why don't we go right into another live song if you guys are ready?
Good.
This one's called Jails and Churches.
You're listening to here on killradio.org. We have a special live performance from Kosio. Stick around.
I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home.
Mama, I'd be worried. I'm lucky, she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing, preacher showed me different. Just at some bars, a church, it's a prison. I'm praying in a bar, I'm holding chapel in your prison. I'm the limping crow outside your window. I'll eat the crumbs that you threw. Yeah, well, as long as I can't see you, there's a hand out there's no pity. If I don't make eye contact, the forest floor is a better bed than an overnight cell. God, I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home. Mama, I'd be worried. I'm lucky she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing, preacher showed me difference. Just at some bars, your church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar, but I've seen much worse, like getting turned to salt. Guess being sentimental's a curse. I won't ask for redemption. I don't believe in your sin. I don't care why God is asking. I wouldn't sacrifice my kin. On the long way home, Mama, be worried. I'm lucky she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing, preacher showed me different. Just at some bars, your church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar, I'm holding chapel in your prison. Showed me difference. Just at some bars, your church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar, I'm holding chapel in your prison. I'm a hitchhiker on the long way home. Mama, be worried. I'm lucky she don't know. The Bible taught me one thing, preacher showed me difference. Just at some bars, your church, it's a prison. Praying in a bar, holding chapel in your
Wow. You're listening to Here Here on KillRadio.org. We're hanging out with Kosio, myspace.com/KosioMusic. Bobby, I'm always afraid that you're going to levitate or start speaking in tongues. You're like, a third, a much needed third arm will grow out of your back and grab another instrument.
Wouldn't hurt. Medical science can't catch up with me.
What was that? What was that last instrument that you were playing? I know when you were here before, you were playing a washboard. What do you have there now?
Right, and I wish I could say that this was a creative decision, but the truth is that I forgot the washboard. So I don't know what is this called?
Laundry day.
Hold on, it's on the top. I don't know what language that is. Afuche, kielbasa. Kielbasa?
It's kielbasa.
You're playing the kielbasa.
Playing a Polish sausage.
It's a sausage.
Awesome.
Terrible.
Yeah, and I haven't seen one of those since, like, you know, music class, like in elementary school, you know? Like,
that's okay.
You know, no, it's great, you know, where they pass out different instruments.
I'm gonna
that,
go
like,
to my car and get my recorder.
Exactly. I remember I had like little wooden blocks with sandpaper on them that I had rubbed together. Right. Like, it's an instrument, go for it.
Next time on the radio show, I will bring one of them.
Well, one of the things that I've noticed seeing you guys perform is that you each contribute your own sort of personal style and your own flavor and your own talents with your instrument to the band. It's not one of these things where it's just like, you know, the drummer keeps the beat and the bass, you know, keeps the rhythm. And, you know, you guys work as individuals and as a group. You know what I'm saying? Like, how did it take you a while to sort of develop that?
Or did it just happen?
Yeah.
I think you were all pretty, like, timid at the beginning, and now it's like, okay.
Because there's also, like, you know, more than one vocal, and there's, you know, many different kinds of instruments going on. Within the same song, you'll put one down, pick up another one.
Well, I think, the music kind of started off in a different place with Abby being the girl in the coffee shop kind of thing. And so coming into it, all of the, what felt the most natural wasn't necessarily the best way to go for where the music was at the time. So it's been a process of, like, I can get away with this now. Like, mm-hmm. I can go out and try this. Like, the room for experimentation has become really great and much bigger than initially. It was a pretty narrow path in the beginning, and now it's wide open.
Well, and it's gone so far that we, Abby had an art show when she graduated college not too long ago. And she made all the instruments by hand. So they were wooden boxes with rubber bands and, I mean, all kinds of these homegrown, homemade instruments. And that was the peak of experimentation, I think, right. Us writing songs with homemade instruments.
Right. There's no key. There's no... it was pretty exciting. But yeah, we figured it out. We worked it out.
Yeah, and so we've kind of been kind of pushing our own limits in that way mm-hmm. for quite a while. Just
do you guys bore easily? Do you get sort of tired,
yeah.
like, and you
massive
need to, with each song, you got to try something new?
It's
really
amazing.
Bad,
yeah.
I just was writing a new song, and we couldn't really play it yet as a band because we had so much other things going on with the homemade instrument show, and they asked me about it. I was like, oh, I'm pretty bored with it already. We don't...
She hasn't even brought it to us yet, and it's over.
She had the relationship on her own.
It was
she handled it all for you.
And died in her bedroom. That's where it will stay.
Have you guys seen any change, like, since you've released the EP in you know, like, your draw, or, like, people are coming to see your show, and are you selling these EPs at your shows?
Yeah, I think we're kind of... It's a natural growth. I haven't... No boom or anything, nothing like that, but just trickling in. It's kind of like watching a plant grow. It's like, oh, I didn't see you last week. There's a new bud growing, sort of like that.
But. And is that part of your strategy? I mean, you guys play out live a lot, so you're kind of like collecting followers.
I guess so. I think that's like kind of the idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't mean to make it sound like a cult there. I just...
No.
We're collecting followers.
Purple Kool-Aid.
Flute down the street.
But along those lines, though, I mean, Bible taught me one thing, Preacher showed me different. This is kind of a recurring theme in a lot of your music. And is mm-hmm. that just sort of comes from the environment that you were raised in?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, I think, I guess I'm the lyricist, so it's very much my personal story. But I know that a lot of them kind of share that story. It's just growing up in a you know, very religious household and on my own, sort of changing and being, you know, like I don't know, I guess seeking out a new religion of my own, and one that might not like go well with what I was raised with, and a lot of I don't know, my parents were at first happy that I was questioning, and now I think they're a little disappointed because I'm not
more scared.
There's only so much questioning.
Yeah. Like, well, sure, well, yeah.
Well, now she's also writing songs about it.
Right. Yeah.
She's swimming out to sea, so to speak.
It's always a little uncomfortable when I Where's sing the lyrics. Okay. But.
Well, I mean, I guess that's one of the, they always say you got to make sacrifices for your art, and I guess that's, you know, sort of risking that people won't understand where you're coming from is got to be part of that,
yeah,
I guess.
And it's really just like, it's all coming from like a you got to find what's good for you type of idea, and I think that a lot of the songs are coming from a place where like I'm declaring that that wasn't good for me, and I don't know if that sort of blind faith is good for anyone, but I'm certainly not with it.
Well, and it's interesting because when we're playing shows to our fan base out here, it feels natural and you feel like a certain amount of camaraderie. And we played a show in Simi Valley to our friends and family, and having the same sentiments just felt different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, having the worried look, like, right. Wow. These kids have really gone out on a limb.
Right.
You guys should try the synagogue circuit.
We were thinking about doing a Bible.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Just, yeah, you said Texas. I was like, you played the song in Texas. I thought, God, how'd they go with that? That can't be good.
Oh, they were just drinking and eating all the catered food.
It had a nice beat. I liked the rhythm.
Right.
I could dance to it.
She's pretty.
Well, speaking of things that are good for us, can we get one more song?
Absolutely.
Manage.
This one's called Patchwork Quilt. Ain't no better way of living, there is no sweeter way than a 20-something traveling on a European train. My bloodline runs thick to the northern hills of Spain. And though I love you, baby, I will not change my name. Though I love you, baby, I will not change my name. The crops look like a pattern on the church group's patchwork quilt. They meet down the foyer to stitch the lives they've lived. I'm doing the same thing through written prose and songs. I hope that you'll keep humming after my body's gone. I hope that it will warn you long after their arms are gone. What a sweet moment those angels will be singing as they usher me in. Dirty and bruised, I'll be quite a sight beside a parcel pile in his robes of white. I believe that been ingrained, had a believer's heart, now I got a cynic's brain. Had a believer's heart, traded it for a cynic's brain. But I'll keep on collecting airfare, scribbling this little book. I've seen moments grandpa's childhood home, wherever I Chad will go to sleep wearing my patchwork quilt. Meet eternal sleep with the 20-foot patchwork quilt. What a sweet lament though. Sinners will be singing as they usher me in. Unapologetic, I'll be quite a sight beside the end of fire and the lake of fire.
That is so awesome. Our guest is Kosio on here on killradio.org.
Thanks for having us.
Wow. Yeah.
Thank you for coming.
Thanks for coming in. And it was so funny. Like about two-thirds of the way through the song, you know, there's a clear shift in the way the song comes at you. And Bobby, I saw you pick up your sticks and you're like looking at your drum. You're like, I am going to fuck you up, man. You like slowly picked it up. You like got it in this position. You know, it's like it's going down. And it came through, man. It came through.
we get to cut loose when it's like the full deal and we're on stage, we're doing the thing, and coming in here and trying not to like, you know, blow the doors off the place is kind of tough. But
yeah,
so wake up the pawn shop.
It's the same look, but with thunderous whatever going on.
Do you guys, I guess you probably have that same issue with like different venues too, like having different size rooms and different amounts of people in them, things like that?
Yeah,
we're sort of a hybrid between coffee shop music that can fit in there, kind of loungy stuff, mm-hmm. versus bigger venues. So it's we're too quiet for a cafe, too loud for a bar, or the other way around.
Yeah,
that's sort of like how.
Button.
Do you have a preference in terms of like what kind of venue you like to play in?
hybrids of the two. I mean,
bars that only sell coffee.
Bars that sell coffee. Espresso bars. I don't know. Do we have a preference? We just want people.
No, we don't.
People.
I don't want people.
We want friends. People, friends. We just want to see our friends.
Do you guys have a website aside from the MySpace page?
Yeah, kosiomusic.com. It's the same thing as the MySpace, just kosiomusic.com. With the W's in front of it, of course.
Right. Oh.
Right. Got it.
Got that?
Don't mock me.
Three.
And just remind us once again where people can go see you perform live next.
Zoe's Cafe.
In Ventura.
In Ventura on June 16th and Hotel Cafe June 30th. Hotel Cafe is 1623 and a half North Cahuenga in Hollywood, California.
Mm-hmm. And both these dates are on your MySpace page, right?
Mm-hmm. On the MySpace and on the website.
Right. Great.
And how did you hear about Hear Hear? Like, because we discovered your music. It showed up in the mail one day.
The little guy. Give him a microphone.
Yeah, did we get a CD originally or did we get MP3s? Because I know I have some MP3s.
First you got an MP3 and then a few months later we got the CD.
Yeah, I wanted Michael to talk, so I'm so glad this is happening.
Yeah, basically I handle anything that goes online.
And you know, somehow you found us.
He does all the phone calls, Bobby, and I do all the internet, what have you.
Oh, kind of like John and I. John handles the CDs and I handle the 21st century MP3s.
Well, you see what happens when somebody gives me vinyl.
I know.
Oh, you're like Blake on American Idol.
No, I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I just dated myself.
Proud to say.
All right, so guys, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
And best of luck with your next couple of shows, and we'll keep playing your music. I don't know if we get a chance.
Thank you so much.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. And check out the funny photos we took. You guys are going to be posted later on our blog. So
everywhere.
We did some here
too, might have to ask your drummer to get them off the internet.
That's terrible.
I'm trying to remember the lyrics. I'm
looking at
the video.
All right, we have some more music to play for you that's been submitted. Do you want to go first?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make sure I still have sound. My computer's making a weird noise. I think because I was moving around. This is an artist called Echelon out of Victoria, Australia.
I can't hear myself. I'm on
totally.
Oh, you're on six. Sorry,
I'm on a totally different mic. Anyway, Echelon is based in Victoria, Australia. His MySpace page is myspace.com/EchelonCorp. We're going to hear two songs. We're going to hear The Corporation followed by New Maximum. You are listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Stick around.
Video.
Yeah,
probably a great take at Disneyland too.
I think that sometimes we are the culprits here, and we need to take a look in the mirror.
My mic's on.
Our own behavior, and because ultimately these companies are responding to us, and how they think they're going to make money off us.
Way.
because we need to have a redefinition of economics whereby the economy serves communities and people. For too long now, giant corporations have been allowed, for too long now, giant corporations have been allowed to undermine democracies all over the world. Every time they make a purchase in the grocery store.
That was DDT, Dr. Burke.
Science is becoming the cutting-edge tool in the hands of corporations for products. Seeds that will destroy themselves through a suicide gene. Seeds that are designed to only produce crop in one season. You really need to have a brutal mind.
A psychopathic.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike.
No, you're on six.
Hello?
I said you're on six.
I'm on six.
You got it.
I'm so far away from you.
I know. Here I am at one, and you're on six.
So again, that was Echelon. He has a very interesting sound. I really like it. He is out of Victoria, Australia. I think it's like Thursday in Australia right now. Isn't that how it works? So
it's well, today is Monday.
Right.
Right.
Oh, so yeah, Friday. So Friday. Yeah. Got it. Okay. His MySpace page is myspace.com/echeloncorp. Do you see how Kosio doesn't really want to leave? hang out.
Wow, they clearly.
If they weren't being threatened by parking tickets right now, they'd probably totally not be running out of here. I think
cool.
They stole my bag. They totally took my bag.
That's amazing. They're like they brought in so much stuff and like
now
packed
the studio
up, like,
seems
really
huge.
Quick, and then they pulled it all out really quick.
Yeah.
And what an awesome performance that
God.
Was. God. It's really cool. You know what I like about being involved in Kill Radio in general and Is Good and Here specifically is just mm-hmm. like I meet so many really, 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 really good
yeah.
musicians. Because like before I knew a lot of good musicians, but now I know a lot of really good musicians and I can actually like spend time with them and like if I see them. Like when we went to see last night after the Here benefit, we went to see Death to Honduras, we ran into Randy from One Trick Pony and Christian from Transmissions. And it was just like wow, I know these people. You know, it's like, I don't know, it's almost like
no,
an honor.
No, it is kind of a total blessing that part of this show gets to me. We get to meet great bands. And every time a band has performed in here, you know, my eyes cross because they sound so great, you know? Seriously, I mean, Kosio, the Truckee Brothers, Scanners.
Yeah. Ooh, I should see if Scanners are playing when I'm in London.
They do a lot of gigs. I'm on their email list. You should get on their email list.
I'm going to go to their MySpace address. I got a couple more tracks to play from some more submitted
Please.
Music. We're going a little over time.
Yes,
usually I'm
over.
Home by 4:20.
Oh, really? Why is that?
Anyway, this is I got three more artists to play. I'm going to play them in a row, and we're going to start out with Mel Davis, and then we're going to get to St. Valentine's Massacre, and then on to Emily Hay, Brad Dutz, and Wayne Pete. So stick around, you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. We'll be right back.
They're gonna kill this man in the name of our land. Everybody knows we've got 12 hours to go. I don't even know if I can take it.
just a lie. An eye for an eye, now we're stupid and blind. Blood on our hands, kill us just a lie.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org, and I just gave Mark a mic that was wrapped around seven different mic stands.
You gave me a booby-trapped mic.
We were just listening to Chase Frank. You can go to chasefrank.com to get more information about this artist from Vesuvius Records. Vesuvius also is the label for such awesome acts as Protostar and Robbie Reverb. So go ahead and check that out. And before Chase Frank, we were listening to, I guess it's not really a band name. It's just the name of three performers who work together in this collaborative trio called Emily Hay, Brad Dutz, and Wayne Pete. And you can get more information on all of these artists and this CD, which is pretty trippy cool.
Yeah.
By going to pfmentum.com. That's pfmentum.com. Before that, a little bit of a different sound with St. Valentine's Massacre, and you can check them out. It says as of January 2007, they're on MySpace's top bands. They're ranked number one in the unsigned Florida-based screamo bands section and number five in the unsigned Florida-based metal section. So they're doing well for themselves.
Yeah,
it's stvalentinesmassacre.com. That's Saint spelled S-T. And, of course, also myspace.com/ST St. Valentine's Massacre. And then start off that set with Mel Davis. And he has a CD called It's About Time, which can be purchased at CD Baby. And you can also go to myspace.com/MelDavisMusic, M-E-L-D-A-V-I-S, to get more information on that artist. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the last Hear Hear episode that I'm going to do pre-Europe.
Pre-Europe.
What am I going to be back? June 25th, I think we said.
I mean, you come back the day after. Benefit. Yeah, you're just going to miss.
Oh, that's right. I come back on a Tuesday.
You're just going to miss the benefit and the show.
Well, it's been quite an episode and completely refreshed my belief in this show, which was waning. It's not true. It was never waning. But I have to say that so I can explain why I'm so enthusiastic about today's show and the show in general, and how much I genuinely mean this, even though it sounds like I'm being sarcastic. I'm really going to miss you, Mark.
No, I noticed. It was weird last night when we were walking from the cocaine last night. We were walking like, wow, I think we're more friends now than just guys who happen to do a show together. I mean, I take care of your cats.
That's right.
You gave me keys to your apartment temporarily.
It's great. A guy like me, I've told the whole world about it.
I've told you some crazy stories too, and you still did it. Yeah,
it's true.
So,
and I've shared some rather crazy stories myself.
Yeah, so
it's a beautiful moment here at killradio.org. Let me thank the bands,
please,
who made this show possible: Chase Frank, Emily Hay, Brad Dutz, Wayne Pete, St. Valentine's Massacre, Mel Davis, Echelon, Kosio with their amazing live performance, the Revolutionary Youth League, DJ Foundation. Sorry, DJ Foundation, about that playing that at the wrong speed, but you have to admit it sounded pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
Swoop Swoop, Black Dollar, Heather Green, Truckee Brothers, Jason Birmingham, Shapes of Race Cars, Black Cat Sabbatical, Letters Burning, The Carabel Nightlife, Heskel, and Stuart Mann. Thank you.
Thank
one
you.
And all.
Yeah, it's a loaded show today. Here we are going on 2 hours.
All right, so going on 3 hours. So
going on
say.
3 hours. Yeah. Hi. Counting isn't. I'm practicing my counting.
I'm good with words.
I'm bad with numbers.
So, yes, so drop by myspace.com/hearhear to download this. Also, we will have a stereo, higher quality version of the live performance that you heard today by Kosio, which will also be available for download later today. Myspace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE.
And I'll have some fun videos and photos from Kosio in the studio.
Are you having one of those squelching cell phone videos?
Yeah, I'm about to upload it right now. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. John Daly will be guest co-hosting for the next 4 shows, and I will see you 5 shows from now.
And real quick before we go, don't forget the benefit that we're doing for Kill Radio May 23rd. Please go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/hear_hear. Actually, the better place to go would be probably Kill Radio's MySpace page, right, for that information?
It doesn't matter. We have the flyers everywhere at this point. So okay. myspace.com/kill_radio is the Kill Radio MySpace. And you'll see the flyer there, and it has all the information that you need, the address for Mr. T's Bowl, and it's the doors are at 8, $5 donation at the door, and the Randys, Mescla, Vesuvius Sonic, and Bang Sugar Bang. Also, I'm going to be DJing the first hour of the night, so drop by to say hello.
Yeah, before he leaves.
And goodbye. Exactly. All right. That's it. Bye-bye now.
Bye.